I'm singing and dancing in.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Whether it's Singing in the Rain, Swing Time, Chicago, or any of the hundreds of choices in between, a lot of people have a favorite movie musical. The genre has been around for nearly a century now. It's given us some of the most iconic moments in film. While singing and dancing have always been part of the equation, a lot has changed about musicals over the years. Some of that's been due to artistry and risk-taking. Other times, it's just been smart business. Janine Basinger is chair of the Film Studies Department at Wesleyan University and the founder of the Wesleyan Cinema Archives. She spends part of her year in Madison. Her latest book is The Movie Musical. Janine, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Well, this book, Janine, is clearly a labor of love for you. How did you fall in love with the movie musical?
Just the way anyone would do who is my age, by putting my little self in a seat in a movie theater and just eating Walnettos and sitting there watching them play out. I started going to movies when I was very little, and musicals were very popular in those days, and I just fell in love with them. The color, the movement, everything about them just seemed to me exactly what you would want in life.
What was the first movie musical that you remember really making that impression on you?
I think my clearest memory is a Betty Grable musical, Springtime in the Rockies, and my father took me to that. It was a beautiful, popping Technicolor movie, and that one is very clear to me. Although I had also seen Holiday Inn and some other early musicals that I liked, but the power of the color really is clear in my memory for a Betty Grable musical.
There's a lot of movies with somebody singing a song here and there, but it sounds like that doesn't necessarily mean they're a musical. Do you have a rule of thumb for how we define what a musical is?
It has to really be dedicated to expressing its story and its characters through musical performance. Just having someone get up and do a single number or just do a little dance or do some kind of musical thing in a context doesn't make a movie a musical. And I had to think about this a lot. I mean, it really hadn't occurred to me, but a real touchstone for me was the movie Gilda. Rita Hayworth is fantastic in that movie. She was a musical star, and she does two actual numbers in it. But the film is not a musical. It's a film noir. Its purpose is not to give you musical presentation. It uses her doing that to tell the story and make the story more dramatic. So a real musical is like Fred Astaire or Judy Garland or Gene Kelly, and it's all, everything is about music and the presentation of music. So, you know, some of these things become opinion, you know, where do you draw the line? But you, when you sit and watch hundreds of musicals, which I've done and which I did for this book, it does become clear that this intends to be a musical movie. This does not.
Talking to Janine Basinger, her new book is called The Movie Musical. It is a comprehensive look at the history of movie musicals. Janine, we won't hit all of those 100 movies, but I want to hit some of the high points anyway. You just mentioned Fred Astaire, so let's go to him and give a listen. I think he's one of your favorites. Here's a little taste of Fred Astaire here.
Someday, when I'm awfully low and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Fred Astaire there in Swing Time. He and Ginger Rogers and other dance partners helped push the musical forward. Can you talk about Fred Astaire as part of the history of the movie musical?
Fred Astaire is one of the most important people because he was someone who had a very strong and clear idea about how dance should be presented in film. It should be a frame around the dancer so you could see the dancer head to toe and not break the dance up into little pieces showing feet and then hands and then heads or cutting away to the audience. He said, either the camera will dance or I will dance. And he made people take dance seriously and see it as a whole coherent performance, which is why Gene Kelly, himself a really important person in the history of dance, said, look, it all starts with Fred Astaire. And, of course, he's such a great dancer, and he loved cinema. He would use slow motion. He would use all kinds of tricks, but he wanted the dance to be respected. And I love him. Yes, you're right. He is definitely my favorite of them all, I believe.
And movies like 42nd Street, you talk a lot about that. I understand that was a different cinematic approach with more people and more spectacle. Here's a bit from the title number.
The dancing bee, on the avenue, I'm taking you to 42nd Street, and the bee, the dancing bee.
How did the approach to 42nd Street differ from what we just heard about Fred Astaire?
Well, it's completely different. The creator of the musical numbers, Busby Berkeley, had a single-eye camera kind of presentation. And for him, it was all about everything inside the frame becoming a formation or a kaleidoscopic look. And it was less about a human being being a great dancer and more about a camera looking at things that moved inside the frame mathematically, creating patterns for you to see. So they're really very different, and both were great, but there was no place for the Busby Berkeley to kind of go once people got tired of it. And it was spectacular and wonderful, but Astaire, of course, lasted forever, and Busby Berkeley's approach faded away, although we still do appreciate him today.
I want to invite our listeners to join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite movie musical? Do you have a favorite performer in movie musicals? Call 800-642-1234. Janine, for a lot of the period you cover in your book, musicals were a genre, maybe the genre. These were a dominant force in movies for decades, right?
Absolutely. Especially during the war years, musicals were particularly important, and they helped people forget their troubles about the war. You entered into the theater, and things were more lighthearted. They were beautiful. They were colorful. It was an important part of really war morale during World War II. But musicals, once sound became available, really reached out to audiences and replaced a lot of vaudeville, a lot of things they had been able to see before. But then they began to seem old-fashioned or trivial or too simple. They seemed to become sillier to people during when you got into the 1960s, and fewer films were being made. They were expensive to make, and people wanted seriousness, or they wanted social commentary more. They wanted a different kind of musical. And that became a problem because once the musical decides to become really serious, it's not that it couldn't, but it became more of a challenge for Hollywood filmmakers.
Yeah, you've got a chapter title I love, The Death of the Musical? Question mark?
Yes. People were always pronouncing it dead. And, you know, it did kind of die down, but it never really went away. And when I went through all of the releases carefully, I realized, good heavens, there were more musicals being released during all this allegedly death period than anybody realized. It's just that they didn't do very well, and they weren't people's favorite kinds of musicals presentation the way they had once been. And we weren't creating all these fabulous musical stars like Astaire and Kelly and Judy Garland and everybody. That just wasn't happening anymore.
Before we bring on our callers at 800-642-1234, Janine, I'm going to say three words to you and then I'm going to duck. Those three words are la, la, land.
That's all right. I'm expecting, I think a lot of people are dying to interview me about La La Land because I had the nerve to say, with all due respect to the filmmakers and the things in the film that are wonderful, I really did not like that movie. I don't want to have a musical in which the people in it are not great singers and dancers. What's the point? You know, I can thump around the room myself and I can dance. Don't ask me to sing. You would lose listeners in all directions.
Same.
But that was not for me a successful musical, and it did not have the joy, it did not have the musical presentation, it didn't have the energy, and I know that a lot of people loved it, and it's been one of the things that has caused people to be attracted to my book. I mean, it's like, because it did very well at the box office, and many critics pronounced it as the revitalization of the musical film, but it didn't really do anything new, and it didn't do the old things as well as the old films did. And there was no Fred Astaire in there. There was no Judy Garland. There was no Gene Kelly. I'm sorry, everybody who loved it, God bless you. I'm sorry, but I did not love it, and that's my opinion.
We're talking to Janine Basinger, professor of film studies at Wesleyan University, author of the new book, The Movie Musical. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite movie musical or two you'd like to share with us, or a favorite triple threat singer, dancer, actor? It's a tall order to be a musical star. Do you want to see more musicals made today? Do you like the classics and you don't think we can bring them back? We'll go to your calls now. Susan starts us off in Appleton. Susan, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share a couple of my favorite musicals. It's been one of my favorite movie categories for a long time. And Three Little Words was one of my favorite, with Fred Astaire and Red Skelton. And it was based on a true story of two music writers that joined up together. And it has some great music in it. And then I loved a newer version of a musical, Newsies. And again, that one I don't think was a really big hit, but to me it was amazing, the dancing and the singing in there.
Susan,
so
thanks. Thank you so much for sharing those. Janine, Three Little Words and Newsies.
I think those are great choices. I immediately knew as soon as she said Three Little Words. Now, here's a real musical fan. Three Little Words is one of those unpretentious, wonderful movies that came out during those years of the Hollywood studio system that, in fact, just has impeccable musical numbers, one after another, with Astaire, Red Skelton, Debbie Reynolds does a little number when she's unknown. It's just a very entertaining, Vera Ellen dances beautifully. It's one of the really good examples of how a high level of musical film could be made in the Hollywood studio system. Very entertaining. And Newsies did not do well. It was one of the films that came out at a time when people weren't caring as much, but it had fantastic dancing. So she made two really good choices.
Thanks for the call, Susan. We'll go to Dan now in Drummond. Dan, hi.
Hi. Well, for me, and I can't explain why, but Bridget Jones is, to me, one of the top musicals that I love.
Dan, thanks. I'm guessing Dan's not alone with picking Brigadoon?
I love Brigadoon. I love Brigadoon. It's it was at the time a disappointment because they wanted to really go and shoot it on location. And musicals were becoming not quite as popular, and they decided to save money and shoot it on the back lot at Metro. The music of Brigadoon is so beautiful, and the dancing with Sid Charisse and Gene Kelly is fabulous. And Van Johnson, a performer I like a lot, who could really sing and dance, does a great little number with a chorus of other men. And I think it's very romantic and beautiful. And sometimes, you know, people don't like that in movies, and I always try to show this to my students, and sometimes I always tell them, you're a bunch of heartless little beasts, because they're like, no, but then I see it actually does get to them. It's a beautiful story about love, and I'm glad to know he loves it.
Dan, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls. Susie is with us in New Berlin. Susie, hi.
Hi. I am blanking on the name of this movie and the name of the song, but I have a feeling your guest's going to know it. It's with Debbie Reynolds and two guys, and they're singing about having stayed up all night trying to figure out.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, from Singing in the Rain. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a great number. It's a famous, famous number. She's very young, Debbie, and she's dancing with two of the real pros of the Hollywood movie, Donald O'Connor and Gene Kelly. And she was not really a hugely trained dancer at that time, but they taught her to do it. She did a beautiful job, and that's an immortal number. Really fun, really fun.
Thanks a lot for the call, Susie. We're talking to Janine Basinger about her new book, The Movie Musical. Back to your calls now with Cindy calling from Appleton. Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I have two of them. First one is The Funny Girl with Barbara Streisand, and then South Pacific. And I'm just wondering, with the popularity of Hamilton, if that may not turn into a movie musical.
Ooh.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda is a graduate of our university.
Oh.
And someone that I know, and he certainly will not hesitate to make it into a musical. They definitely plan to make a movie of it. I saw it on Broadway. I don't know if you had the chance to, but it is a work of genius, really wonderful, and I hope they can make a movie out of it that will do it justice. And South Pacific is beautiful. Was that your choice, South Pacific?
That was one of hers, yeah.
It's a beautiful-looking film, but it doesn't quite work for me, although I do like Mitzi Gaynor, and I think she's underrated. It's beautiful-looking, but it kind of, I've seen South Pacific done on stage different times, and I've always enjoyed it more on stage than I did the film. I don't know why that is. It has great music, of course. And what was the other choice?
She had South Pacific and Funny Girl.
Funny Girl, Barbara Streisand is the real deal. I mean, she's an enormous musical talent, and I had not paid as much attention to her before as I ended up doing when I watched every movie. And in particular, when I saw Yentl, which was a movie that did not do well, it did not get great reviews, she did a wonderful job with that film. It's a movie that should be better known, and if you're a Barbara Streisand fan, I recommend it. But Funny Girl is glamorous, and she's wonderful in it.
Thanks for the call, Cindy. We'll go now to Keith in Green Bay. Keith, hello.
Hi. I think one of the best musicals is White Christmas because it ticks so many boxes. It's a musical. It's a buddy film. It's got dance. It's Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, Vera Ellen. And the number of musical genres that it hits, ballads, jazzy numbers, modern dance. I mean, it seems to hit them all. And it's a holiday movie as well.
Keith, thanks for the call. White Christmas, that was a big hit, right, Janine?
Oh, yes, a huge hit. And, you know, I couldn't do better than he did in telling what it was. He was perfect. And he's absolutely right. And, of course, it's a musical remake of sorts of the earlier film Holiday Inn, which also had Bing Crosby, but his partner was Fred Astaire. And I like Holiday Inn, which was one of the musicals I saw as a child, as I said earlier. But I think he hit the nail on the head with his description of White Christmas.
Thanks for that call. Deborah is with us now in Milwaukee. Deborah, hi.
Hello. Well, I lived in New York City in the 80s, and I worked at Radio City Music Hall for their 50th anniversary show, and it should be a musical. It was extraordinary. But Wizard of Oz is about my favorite, and I saw my very first Broadway show was A Chorus Line. And that would make a great musical movie production also. So.
Deborah, thanks. Chorus Line was a movie, or there was a movie made of it, right?
There was. And it didn't really do justice, I think, to the show. I mean, the show was much better than the musical. Wizard of Oz, of course, you know, is fantastic. And it's a funny thing. It's like my editor and I discuss this a lot. I said, you know, oddly enough, I don't think of The Wizard of Oz as a musical.
I thought that too.
I know. It's a fantasy. And yet, of course it's a musical.
Right.
Of course it's a musical. But we see it as children, and that's not how we see it. It's just a different experience. And yet, of course, it's a great musical. But I had a hard time. He kept saying, what are you writing on? And I said, but Wizard of Oz. And he was like, are you crazy? So, of course, I do write about Wizard of Oz
sure.
a lot. But it's a fantasy for me. It's the Oz books, but it is unquestionably a great movie.
Well, we've got callers on the line we won't have time for mentioning. West Side Story, Annie Get Your Gun, Jesus Christ Superstar, My Fair Lady, so many out there. Janine, I'll say we've had jam-packed phone lines this whole time. There's still an appetite, it seems like, in our last few moments for musicals.
I love all of you out there. I love your choices. I love musicals. It was a labor of love for me to write this book, musicals. I think for those of us who love them, we're a tribe, and this is my tribe. I'm sorry I don't have a chance to talk to all of you, but go out and get a musical DVD, bring it home, and enjoy your evening.
Janine, thanks so much for joining us. Hope to have you on sometime when you're spending time in Wisconsin again.
Anytime. I love Wisconsin, but I'm sorry to hear you're having snow.
Well, we can do a musical about it. That's Janine Basinger, chair of the Film Studies Department at Wesleyan University. She's been talking with us about her new book. It's out this week, and it's called The Movie Musical.